So we're here up in the ground floor, just as where you come through to the toilets. Bit of an agricultural space in a way. It's sort of the link between galleries. You hear the cafe in the background, the coffee grinder going. But we did a lot of work in this area rejigging to get wheelchair-friendly access up through onto the to where the lift goes to upstairs. As you come up here, this goes into where the toilets are and where the lift goes up to the gallery. This has to be my favourite wall in all of the gallery. Every time I see it, it makes me smile. Put some lighting in, just grazing down these cast in situ concrete shear walls that were used to strengthen the buildings. We're here to look out for, you notice, I think just above eye height, there's a couple of squares where the timber boards have been cut into rectangles to make what looks like little doorways. And because these walls have got so much kind of concrete, high MPA, so high strength concrete in, it was all poured into these shutters. The engineers were really worried about the detail of it. So we had these little cutouts in the panels, like little windows that were pulled out. And as they filled the concrete up, they had filled the concrete until the concrete started pouring out of those little holes. And then they'd jam up the little shutters. And so that was to make sure that there were no voids in these concrete walls, because they're so integral to the whole strength of the building. So that's left with these little markers of what was there. Yeah, the concrete formwork was taken and used as the splashbacks in the toilets. So there's a nice little story there. One of the basins was accidentally broken during the construction. And the old guy who was doing the plumbing sort of rang around all his mates around the country, and they found an exact replica of the replacement basin. Same thing actually happened with the downpipes outside. Someone nicked one of them not long after opening the building. And I think the drain layer had a pipe in his backyard that he sort of gifted to the cause. Leading on from where the toilets are, this is a fire corridor. So a big bit of the building, actually along with kind of finding a structural repair that was sympathetic, finding a fire design that actually worked with the long, skinny building was really problematic as well. So there's a whole lot of automatic opening doors, shut off when there's fires. The restrictions there are nowadays on all that fire design is sort of much more conservative than what they would have been in the 60s when this was built. But we're always on lookout for what we could do in this space, because nothing combustible can be kept in this space.